Starting with Hashem, Simon Senek Tes, Sif Aleph. So the Makar of this Sif is a Gemara on Chulin and a Rishalmi. The Gemara on Chulin and Daf Tzadik Ches, there's a Machlekes, whether we need 60 to be Mevatel or 100. So the Gemara on Senek Ches Mabay says that the Manda Amar holds 60 estimates the Zroa, which was given to the coin, and that was cooked together with the rest of the animal. So now there's tastes from the Zroa, which is spreading through the rest of the animal. So he says we estimate the meat and the bones of the Zroa against the rest of the animal, the meat and the bones of the rest of the animal. And the man, the Amar 100 holds, we only estimate meat against meat. And the Zroa, the proportion of meat to bone is less than the rest of the animal. And therefore there's 100 meat of Heter against the meat of the Zroa. But according to the Mandiyama that we paskin, that we estimate is 60, he holds, like we said, you estimate the meat and the bone of the Zroa against the meat and the bone of the rest of the animal. So what do we see? That the bones of the Zroa are Aser, and you need 60 against them. But in the Yerushalmi it says, the Klipe Iser Mala Mesa Iser, meaning that shells of orla fruit can be included to be mevatel the Iser. Means they can be included in the Heter to be mevatel the Iser. So on one side we have the Bavli, which sounds like you include the bones of the Iser to the Iser. And on the other hand you have the Rishalmi, which sounds like you include the shells and things that don't have tam to the Heter. So there's four opinions in the Rishonim from which come out the Halacha. The Torah brings two opinions. The first opinion is that of the Ramban. The Ramban holds that bones of Heter are mitzaref to Heter, and bones of Iser are mitzaref to Iser, like the Gemara in Chulin. And he says that the Halacha is not like the Rishalmi. We pass him like the Bavli. Then there's the opinion of Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rosh, and the Torah. They hold the bones of Iser are mitzaref to Heter, like the Rishalmi. And they say that the Gemara in Chulin is only an asmachta, a hint, found in the Torah for 60, but not that we can learn from here that bones are mitzaref to Iser. So that's the second opinion. The third opinion is the Ran, brought in the Beis Yosef, that he holds there's a difference between bones that have marrow and are soft and dry bones. Bones that have marrow and are soft, those are Aser, and you need 60 against them. They're included in the Iser. But dry bones are included in the Heter to Mevatel the Iser. That's the third opinion. The fourth opinion is that of the Shari Dora in the name of the Ozer Ruah, born in the Dekei Moshe, that Iser bones are not mitzaref not to the Iser and not to the Heter. But Heter bones are mitzaref to Heter. We'll explain this opinion when we get to the Ramah. So now let's see the Machaber. The Machaber says, Chatichas Nevela sheyesh bo bosav atzomis shenaflo lekederes Heter, a piece of Nevela that has in it meat and bones that falls into a part of Heter, the bones of Iser are included in the Heter to mevatel the Iser. And certainly the bones of Heter are mitzaref to the Heter to be mevatel the Iser. So we see that the Machaber is passing like the Rosh, and the Tor. So then the Machaber says, the marrow and the bones of Iser are mitzaref to the Iser. You have to negate the marrow of the bones. You need 60 against them. Then the Machaber says, "V'guf ha'kadeira enem itztarf loy im ha'isur v'loy im ha'heter." The pot itself, the material of the pot itself, is not included, not to the isur, not to the heter. We'll explain this a little later. Then the Ramah says, "V'yesh machmirim sheloy litzarf atzomas ha'isur im ha'heter levatel." There are those that are machmir not to include the bones of ha'isur to the heter, to mevatel them, but also not to the isur. But in Makom Hefsed, we can be semech on the Machaber and include the bones of Iser to the Heter, to help him vatel the Iser. Now, to explain the Ramah, there's two ways. The Prima Gaon says the reason of the Ramah that the bones are not mitzaref, not to the Iser, not to the Heter, is so that people should not make a mistake if the bone was already cooked. As we'll see in the next Sif and Sif Beis, that if the Aser meat was cooked with the bone beforehand and then it fell into a pot, now I need against the bone because it's taste in the bone from the Iser meat. So in order to not to make a mistake, we made a gzera that you cannot include the bone to the Heter. Nonetheless, we don't make the full gzera and we don't say that you have to include it to the Iser. And the Chavistas explains it differently. The reason of the Ramah is that bones of Isser have moisture. This moisture is Asser, but it's too weak to Asser anything else. So therefore, since it's too weak to Asser anything else, therefore we don't need to negate it. You don't have to include it with the Isser. You don't need 60 against the bones. But since they themselves are Asser, they cannot be Mevatel the Heter. That's the Ramah. Now let's see the Taz. The Taz Sifkot Aleph says, Atzamas ha'Isser mitztarfin. Lefi she'enam b'nei achila, enam b'chal ha'Isser. Since they're not edible, they're not Asser. According to the Mechaber, certainly the bones of Isser are not edible, and therefore you don't have to include them with the Isser. U'mekal mokoyim boilim heim, aydei bishul. Nonetheless, they do absorb through cooking. Okay, mitztarfin levatal Isser. Therefore, they can even be included to levatal the Isser. They can be included with the hatter to mevatel the Isser. Here, Isser mispashet kam lasechon, since the Isser spreads also into these bones. V'yesh v'em gam ken lachluchas levalbel ha'Isser sheboilim min ha'boser ha'oser. And they also have moisture to spread the Isser. So now, just to go on aside for a minute, the Prima Gaudin brings two ways to explain the opinion of the Machaber. Either that the bones are dried, they don't have lachluchas, and nonetheless they're used to mevatel. And the second way is the way of that we see from here, from the Taz, that there is lachluchas, but the lachluchas is mutter, and it's only if there's lachluchas that it can be included to mevatel the Isser. So then the Taz continues, Umar Chomizal, Hiksha al Ramah, my revered father-in-law the Bach asks on the Ramah, the Kosev of Teres Chattas, that Ramah writes in Teres Chattas, Hevesev v'simen tzedek ches sefei, that I brought in simen tzedek ches sefei, that filo hacheres shebekli tzorach shishme kenegdoi. That by Kli Cheres, you need 60 even against the Cheres itself, according to the opinion of the Mordechai that we saw in Siman Tzedek Ches Sefei. So the Bach asks, Im Kain, Gam Kan Neima Do Atzomis Nasa Nevela. Let's say that the bones become a Nevela. Kiven Shedvukim Hem Lebaso Ha Isser, since they're attached to the Asr meat. So the Asr meat, as we learned, there's something called Isser Dovuk, that the Isser goes first to the food that it's attached to. If let's say Chelev is Dovuk to meat, we say the chaylev goes first into the meat, and the meat becomes a nevela, and now we need 60 against the whole piece of meat, so the same thing should be over here. Since the meat is dovok to the bones, the iser taste of the meat should go into the bones, and now we should need 60 against the meat and the bones. What's the difference between a piece of meat that the heart is attached to? Or bekovit lel, or the liver, that we learned before, and siman ayin beis, and siman ayin gimel, that you need against the whole piece. Since the piece becomes a chanan. The Prisha also asks this question. Vani Omer, the Taz says, I say, Moshe emes, v'sei rosa emes. Moshe, the Ramah, the Moshe Isilis, is true, and his Torah is true. The etzem ze doime mamish l'kli, that this bone is comparable to a kli, the amunem bei, v'simen tzarekhes sifhei, that we saw in simen tzarekhes, the lo yamunem bei chaticha atzman asin nebelet. That according to the Mordechai, we don't say Hanan by a metal kli. Kivon de yeshlei heter b'agola, since you can do agola on the kli. Hachanami, hi etzem, over here as well, this bone, the efshela hafer a nivla boy, achshav al yedei bishul im basu she'olav b'agola. Then over here also, this bone that you can remove the meat that got absorbed in it through agola, so it also should be the same, when that we do not say Hanan. That a kli etzem is comparable to a metal kli. The kaimel and ba'orchaim siman tofnan aleph. The kli etzem nitor ba'gola. We see in siman tofnan aleph and orchaim that you can matter a kli made out of bone with a gola. So since you could do a gola on a kli made of bone, so a bone is comparable to a metal kli. Okay, l'sheach kan chatichat menasan nevela, and therefore we do not say chanan. V'umitztaref im a heter, and therefore it can be included in the heter. So that's the Taz. Let's see the shach of katan aleph. The shach says that some is a iser. According to my humble opinion, the Gemara and the Yerushalmi is like the Ra and the Ran, that Tzomas HaRachas Mitztarfes LeIsser, that soft bones are Mitztarf to Isser, because of the marrow and because they are soft and the moisture comes out. But dry bones are klipos shebeitzim or eggshells, even those of Isser are included to be mevatel the Isser. This is also the opinion of the Sevehetr and the Bach. So we see that the Shach is coming out like the Ran. Let's just see the Shach, Sivkon Gimel, which is the same as the second half of the Taz, Sivkon Aleph. He says, Kichen Iker, Zelashen Abach, Vyesh Lutmoya, the Havali Livsak, that Tzomas Isser Mitztafen El Ha Isser. We should say that the bones of Isser are Mitztaf to the Isser, the Kivan Shehem Devukam Bebosa, since they're attached to the meat, Kiblu Trilot Tamo Isser, they first get the taste of the Isser, Vanessa Nevela. This is what's known as Mamahir Levloya. The Isser Dovok, as we mentioned a few times in Isser Beheter, Isser Dovok is because of one of two reasons. Either because it's Mamahir Levloya, the tastes go quicker to what's attached to it, and therefore that piece becomes a Nevela before it gets a chance to spread to the rest of the pot, and now we need 60 against the whole piece. Or because maybe it was one time out of the Rotav. The second Chshash is only a Suffolk, and we don't say it by Nesder Abonon. That's not Negev for right now. But from what we see, the Bacha saying is the reason of Mamahol of Loya, it goes quicker into this piece, and now it becomes a Nevela, and now we should need 60 against the whole piece of meat with the bone. V'yu Soivar, the Af B'Dovah She'en Lo Tam Me'atzmoy Amrin Chanan, and the Ramah holds that even something that doesn't have its own taste, we say Chanan, like we saw by Kli Cheres. So the Shach says, V'en Kan Tema, there's no question on the Bach, Dal Kochoch, Lo Kosev Rav Le'el B'Simen Tzenech Chesif Hei. The Ramah does not write in Simen Tzenech Chesif Hei, the Yesh Lochosh L'chumah B'Kli Cheres Chodosh, in Nasa Nevela, Alpha Pish Ein Lo Tam Me'atzmoy, that we say that a Kli Cheres, a new Kli Cheres, becomes a Nevela even though it doesn't have its own taste, Ela Mishum De Ein Lo Takona B'Agola. That's only because you can't do a Gola on a Kli Cheres. V'yav Shelo Hap V'Ra Isser, and you can't separate the Isser. Ukom Hashu Kasav Tishom, like I wrote over there. Him Ken Kli Etzem, however, a Kli that's made out of bone, the Yesh Lam Takona B'Agola, that you could go a Gola, Ukom Hashu Nizbaya, but Arachayim Semen Tofnun Alef Sivches, V'adei De Domi L'Kli Mateches, it's certainly similar to a metal kli, the Sovel Larav that the Ramah holds to loy nasa nevela, that it does not become a nevela. Elam kein hu yoshon to oz habluah boy nasa nevela. Unless it's an old kli, means it already has absorbed taste, then we say the absorbed taste become a nevela. But over here, the bone was never cooked with the meat beforehand, therefore it does not become a nevela, according to the Ramah. So in short, what's the din of bones? According to the Mechaber, he paskens like the Rash, Rabbi Shimshon, the Rosh and the Tor, that the bones of Isser are Mistarif de Heter. The Ramah, Pasuk like the Sharadurya, the Ozebua, the bones of Isser are not Mistarif, not to the Isser, not to the Heter. We brought the two reasons of the Primogodim and the Chavstas. However, if this is a Hafsid, he Pasuk like the Machaber, that you could include the bones of Isser to the Heter. And then we have the opinion of the Shach, who Pasuk like the Ran, that if it's soft bones, you include it to the Isser. If they're dry bones, you include them to the Heter. Then we had the Taz and the Shach, both bring the Bach, and we ask Sandra Amor, why don't we say Yisr Dovok, and therefore we should need 60 against the whole piece of meat? So they answer, both the Taz and Shach answer, that when do we say that a new Kli becomes a Mechanan, that's only by Kli Cheres, but by a bone, has the same thing as a metal Kli, since you can do a Gala on bone. That's the summary of this part. Now let's see the Taz, Sivkot and Beis, about the pot. So as we saw in the Machaber says the Guf HaKdeira is not Mitztaref, not to the Isser, not to the Heter. So let's see the Taz, Sivkot and Beis. The Taz says, V'Guf HaKdeira, Pirish, Oysa HaKdeira, Shemabashal Bo, Achshav, Isser V'Heter. This pot that I'm now cooking Isser and Heter in, is not included, not to the Isser, not to the Heter. Avol Poshut, SheKdeira, SheKvar Nesua, however, it's Poshut that a pot that already became Aser, Isser was cooked in it previously, within the last 24 hours, and now you cook Heter in the pot. You certainly have to include the pot to the Isser. That's a double poshut. That if you cook Heter in an Isser pot, you need 60 against the pot. This is what the Torah writes in Simen Tzenches. The Torah says that we include the pot for lechumah, meaning that if I cook Isser in a mutter pot, I do not include the pot, but if I cook Heter in an Aser pot, I need 60 against the pot. So we only include the pot, lechumah. Now, the next part of the Taz is really an introduction to Siv Dalet. Let's see inside. Batam she'en guf akderu mitztaref klal, the reason that the pot itself is not mitztaref to the Heter, is based on the Gemara. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Chanina, k'shein misharin, misharin, when we estimate to mevatel the Isser, we take into the equation the roitav, the liquid, kipa, the sediments, bechatichos, the pieces, ubekadera, and the pot. So what does it mean, the pot? So the Gemara says, ikada amri bekadera atzma. Some say it's the pot itself, As we'll see soon, there's a machlokes Rashi and Rashba what this means. V'ikadami b'mai debalakadera. And so those that say, when we say we include the pot, we include the blios in the pot. So let's see inside the Taz. The Taz says, the b'gemor ikad tre lishni b'mai shem etzterif levatel. And the gemor is two lishonis, as we saw, and what's going to be included to be mevatel the iser. Chadam b'kadera atzma. The first lishon says, kadera atzma, b'charsus hakadera. This means, according to Rashi, the material of the pot. And the second man Omer says, I cannot include the material of the pot, but I can include the blios that are absorbed in the pot. According to this, the second lashon is machmer, because according to the first lashon, I can include the whole material of the pot, and according to the second lashon, I can only include the blios that are in the pot. Ken Mashim and Pirush Rashi, that's how it seems from Rashi, because of all that, and Rashi writes on this, V'kivan defligu lishni, since it's machlikas tu lishonis, how we learn, V'su da raisahu, and it's an isu da raisa, as lina l'chumra, we go l'chumra, v'loy mesharin in begdeira, and you cannot include the pot itself to estimate against the isu. V'ku adovar, the main thing is, meaning the bottom line is, k'mois chu l'faneinu mesharin alei, that we estimate the way it comes in front of us, and we do not include even the blios in the pot. Why? As Rashi says over there, because this is Gemara later, that says, does the heter get absorbed in the pot, not Isser? Isser also gets absorbed in the pot. Therefore, we cannot include what's in the walls of the pot. We'll explain this a little bit more when we get to Sevdalet. Atkan Lashani, that's Rashi. Mashman, the Kaimelon, the Loikotuvayu Lishni. It seems from Rashi that we do not paskin like either lashon. We don't paskin like the first lashon of kadeira, that you cannot include the material itself of the pot, because the second lashon is more machmer, and it's isu d'oraisa, and we also don't paskin like the second lashon, because of the gemara later, that maybe some isu got absorbed. Avala Rashba, maybe mixes meforshim, the Rashba brings those that explain, the sevalei the mashakosav, but kadeira, hainu chumra. When the Gemara says kadeira, the first lashon, the Gemara says you include the pot. That's a chumra. Kolayma d'loy mashavin rak b'mashav b'seicha kadeira. The Gemara means we only include what's inside the pot. We don't include the walls of the pot at all. The hainu kipa v'roitiv, all the sediments and roitiv, any food that's inside the pot. Avoloy b'balua b'kadeira. We do not include the pot, even the tastes absorbed in the pot. That's the first lashon. V'lishna basra mekel. And the second lashon, b'maydebala kadeira, is more mekel. That you can even include the tastes absorbed in the pot. And we pass on like the second lashon that you can include the blios in the pot. This is the Rambam that the Shulchan Aruch brings in Sifdalet. That we do a good estimation of how much got absorbed into the walls of the pot. We have to say that some of it evaporated, but we can also estimate how much gets absorbed into the walls of the pot and include that in the 60. And this is the Rashba agrees by min b'minoy. We see that the Mechaber holds like the Rashba, that by min b'minoy you can include the belios in the pot. What the Shulchan Aruch says by us, that you cannot include the pot to be mevatel. Haynu hacheres lechud. This means the material itself. Ukalishna basra. Like the second lashon of the Gemara, that we cannot include the material itself of the pot, but you could include the blios, as we'll see in Sivdalad. El dalishna basra lisam chinon el b'mino. But as we see in Sivdalad, we only paskan, they can include the blios only by mim b'mino. Aval b'tor, in tzorok lemekach, but according to the Tor, that's paskan's like his father the Rosh. We don't have to say this. We don't have to say that when the Tor says, En guf agdeira mitzdarif, we don't have to say that he means the balua. Ela afshe de legamri lo mitzdarif agdeira. According to the Torah, we can say that you're not mitzdarif the pot at all. Afilu ha balua, even was absorbed. Ela da'achar kach mevi ha rashba choy lukum achuye b'se. And in Sivdalet, he brings the rashba, but paskins against the rashba, paskins against the rash, that we don't include the pot at all, even the balua. That's the Taz. The Taz is saying that according to the mechaber, that we could include the blios in the pot by min b'mino. Over here, when the Mechaber says guf agdeira enem etzterefes, he means the material of the pot. But according to the Tor, who doesn't paskin like the Rosh, but who paskin like the Rosh, that you don't include what's balua in the pot. So when the Tor says over here guf agdeira enem etzterefes, it means even the balua in the pot. That's Sif Aleph. Now let's see Sif Beis. The Mechaber says b'med dvor mamurim When do we say that the bones of Isser are mitztarf to Heter? When the piece of meat that had bones on it fell into a pot of Heter when it was raw. Aval im nisbash lo tchila, but if the piece of meat was cooked first and then fell into another pot, va'achar kach nofla l'kederes Heter, and then it fell into a pot of Heter, atzomis shabo mitztarfim im ha'iser. The bones on the asur piece are included with the iser. You need 60 against the meat and the bones. Because it absorbed, the bones absorbed from the nevela meat when it was cooked by itself before it fell into the heter. So therefore we need 60 against the whole piece, including the bones. So the Chavos Das explains that according to the Mechaber, this is only if I did not know the size of the meat before it was cooked. If I knew the size of the meat before it was cooked, and now the 60 against all the meat that there was originally, so now it's going to be mutter, because even if all the meat that shrunk went into the bones, we still have 60. But according to the Rama, who holds of Chanan b'Shar Isurim, even if it's 60 against all the meat, since it was cooked in a pot and it was less than 60, so now all the water becomes a Chanan, and this water that becomes a Chanan goes into the bones, and now I'll need 60 against this as well, and therefore I need 60 against the meat and bones, even if I knew how much meat there was originally. That's the base. Let's see Sif Gimel. Mechaber says, B'shar Isurim chutz mibosam cholav, chaticha habalua me'iser, mitztarefes lebatul ha'iser. By Isurim other than basam cholav, where we do not say chanan, a piece of meat that has absorbed iser can be included to mibatul ha'iser. If we have a piece of heter, the volume of 10 zeisim, and it was cooked with 1 zeis of chilev, so now there's 1 zeis of chilev absorbed in this 10 kazeisim of meat, so if it's cooked, you only need 50 zeisim to be mutter, because according to the Mechaber, you don't say chanan, and since there's no chanan, we can include the meat itself against the iser. But as the Shach points out, even if there is 60, the piece of meat remains aser because of the din efshel asechetay aser. We'll see in Siman Kuvav that even though the Mechaber does not hold of chanan b'shar isurim, he still holds that if we cannot completely extract the iser, the piece remains aser. Rama says, "Va'ein noyeg in kain." We're not noyeg like this. He came along v'chol ha'isurim chaticha nasis nevela. Because we hold with all isurim chanan, and therefore the piece is now all aser, and therefore I need 60 against the whole piece. It means not only can I not include the piece to mevatel it, I need 60 against the whole piece. And in our case, I'll need 600 kazeisim to mevatel this 10 kazeis piece. The Shach points out that according to the Ma as well, even if there will be 60 against the whole piece, the piece remains aser. That's Siv Gimel. Now let's see Siv Dalet. The Mechaber says, Misharin b'roitev u'bekipa pirish hadakdak shel boser v'tavlan hamasaser p'shule hekdera. You can include in the 60 the rotev and the sediments, u'bechatichis and the pieces, u'misharim haheter v'ha'isu k'moshe b'olafaneinu. And you have to estimate the isu and heter at the time that it comes in front of us, after it's cooked. Even though there was more heter originally, and the heter got smaller and got absorbed in the pot, nonetheless, you cannot include what's absorbed in the pot. This is only by min be'en amino, where the food in the pot is not the same min as the iser. But if the food in the pot is the same min as the iser, mesha'arinan gam mashabola hakadeva. You can include what's absorbed in the walls of the pot. You do a good estimation. And you can look at it as if it's be'ein. But what dissipates and evaporates from the fire, this you cannot include, but that's already gone, and therefore you cannot include it. That's a Mechaber. So we saw the Mechaber is based on the Gemara that we saw before, that the Rashba learns that you can include the balua in the walls of the pot, but only by min b'minoi. Now, the big issue over here is, what is the Mechaber talking about? Do we know how much iser and heter there was originally, or not? In other words, there could be two cases. One case is, we know how much heter and iser there was originally, and originally there was 60 against the iser, and now we know how much heter and iser there is, and we see that there's less heter, and now there's not 60, but the iser stayed the same. So in such a case, we can include by min b'minoi the blios in the pot, and if there's 60 with the blios in the pot, it will be mutter. Or is case, even if we did not know how much isur there was originally. If we saw the hatter originally, now the hatter is less, maybe we can say that we can include what's absorbed in the walls of the pot. And if the 60 together with the blios that are in the walls of the pot, then it will be mutter. Even though we don't know how much isur there was originally. So Rashi by us says, Imri'inuhu kishenafal sham koidim shenis mait, if we saw how much there was originally, v'anan masherinan oisei la'achar shenis bashal, and then we estimate after it's cooked, l'kamoy shenafal sham, v'ein behetu shishim, if we estimate now against how much the isur was originally, and it's not 60, and originally there was 60, oim dim kama bola kadera min haheter. But you can estimate how much is absorbed in the walls of the pot. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. But as we saw before, that Rashi doesn't pass like this Lashon. So according to the way we have Rashi, it seems that we're talking about a case where we saw that there was originally 60. But the Rashba and the Ran learn in Rashi, the Ran changes the gears in Rashi, and they say that Rashi is talking about a case where we did not see how much Isser there was originally. But we know that the Heter got less. So in such a case, Rashi paskins that we cannot include the blios in the walls of the pot. Rashba and the Ran say that Rashi would agree where we know how much Isser there was originally, and we know that there's 60 against the Isser, and now we see that the Heter is less, but the Isser stayed the same, or they didn't shrink in proportion, and now there's no 60. Rashi would agree in such a case that we can include the blios in the walls of the pot. And if there's 60 together with the blios in the walls of the pot, then it's mutter. Then the Rashba understands Rashi that you can estimate that all the blios went into the walls of the pot, and he asks on Rashi that maybe some of it got evaporated, although that's not the words of the Rashba, that's how the Bira Gwar and the Prima Gonim explain the Rashba. And then the Rashba brings the Rambam that says that we do not include what's evaporated, but we could make an estimation that some of it went into the pot. And the Rashba passes like the Rambam, but min b'mino. Now, it's still not clear in what case he's talking about. Is he talking about only where we saw that there was 60 originally? But if we did not know how much there was originally, even by min b'mino, we cannot include the blios in the walls of the pot. Or is he talking about even if we did not see the isser originally? And in both cases, by min b'mino, whether we saw the isser originally or we did not see the isser originally, we can be mekel. But by min b'ein b'mino, in both cases will be aser. It means you cannot include the blios in the walls of the pot. Or perhaps a third way to explain is that he's talking about where we did not see the isser originally, but where we did see the isser originally, and we did see that there was 60, then even by min b'ein amino, the Rashba will hold that you can estimate what's in the walls of the pot. Keeping these three possibilities in mind, let's see the Taz. The Taz says in Sifkot Dalet, Afal pi sheho yibhetu yoyser, ha-Rashba b'chidushov kosvu, de-mu'inu ha-isser b'shas nifid lasay, that if we saw the isser when it fell in, echad im ha-hater, and it did not contract in the same proportion as the hater, misha'rinon ha-hater shem nivla b'kadeva, that you can include the hater that's absorbed in the pot, u'mitzarfen oisay l'mat shebesech ha-gadeva, and you can include it to the contents of the pot, u'misha'rinon ha-isser k'shas nifid lasay l'hater, and you estimate the isser as it was when it fell into the hater. So we'll leave the Rishal, what he brings from the Rishal, for a moment, and let's just see Rabbi Kiveger. Kiveger in the Machon is on the next page. Rabbi Kiveger says as follows: "Medivri habeisosif nire, from the beisosif it seems that Harashba mayri beloy reinu eches haisur b'tchila, where we did not see how much isur there was originally. Umeshum hachi b'min b'she'en aminoi asur. Therefore, b'min b'she'en amino it's asur tamrinon. The gamma isur hayagadol. We say that the isur was also bigger, b'nesmayet, and it also got smaller, and therefore some of it went into the pot. So you cannot include the blios in the walls of the pot. Nonetheless, by min b'mino, we can be mekel, even though we did not know how much isur there was originally. We don't know for sure that there was 60 originally. That's how it seems that the Taz and the Shach learn. That they learn that even by lo ra'inu, we do not know how much isur there was originally. By min b'mino, we could be mekel. Now, how does he see this from the Taz? The Taz brings the Rashba by ra'inu. So the way I understand the Rukiveger is that when the Taz is bringing this Rashba and Ran, he's not explaining the Mechaber. He's saying that by Re'inu, you always include the walls of the pot, even by Minbe'inimino, and the Machaber is talking about Loiwe'inu. And by Loiwe'inu, we're only making a Minbe'inimino, not Minbe'inimino. This is how the Merachas HaShulchan explains the Taz. However, from the Bari HaShulchan, it seems that he did not learn like this. I'm not exactly sure how the Bari HaShulchan understands Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Bari HaShulchan, it seems he understood the Taz that both Re'inu and Einu Re'inu you make up by Min B'mino, but not by Min B'Einu Mino. So then Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, V'ulam niru li l'day te'aklusha, it seems to my weak opinion, lil moed min divu ha-vashba b'toysa b'ayza och, to learn from the Vashba, de b'loi Re'inu ha-iser mitchila gam b'min b'mino aser. That we did not see the Isser originally, we don't know that there was 60 originally, even by Min B'mino it's Asr. Ela de'im re'inu ha'isser b'tchila, but if we saw the Isser originally, v'hoye shishim, and there was 60, v'hetu nesmayet harbe, v'isser loy nesmayet kokach, and they did not shrink in proportion, and now there's not 60, de'min b'mino ma'sharinon ha'bela bo'im ed yofa. And by Min B'mino we can take into account the balua that's in the walls of the pot. Maseya levatel. And the balua will help to be mavatal, that if the 60 together with the balua will be mutter. But by min b'she'enamino, it's aser, even though we knew originally that it was 60. Even the ato en boi samach. Since now there's not 60. That's enough for now. So, just in summary, it's clear that if it's loy ba'inu, we do not know how much iser there was originally, that according to the way that Rebbe Akiva Eiger learns in the Taz and Shach, that you can even in such a case, include the balua in the pot, and if it's 60, it's mutter. It's by Min B'mino. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds, and this is also the way Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns, that if we do not know that there was 60 originally, then it's also in all cases. But if we did know that there was 60 originally, and now there's not 60, but with the estimation of the blios in the walls of the pot, there is 60, then in such a case, in Min B'mino, we can be makel, according to the Mechaber. So that's clear. Then we have the case. If we knew that there was 60 originally, and now there's not 60, in the case of Min B'Ein Amino, what the Taz holds in such a case? Certainly Rabbi Akiva Eiger will ask her. The question is, well, how the Taz learns the Mechaber in such a case? That's not 100% clear what the din is in such a case, according to the Taz and Shach. So now let's just see the end of the Taz. The Taz says, V'kosev Rashal, Pergad Anosh Yisim Olam Adalad, L'Hachmer Afilu B'Ba'inu. The Mashal is Machmer, even if we knew that there was 60 originally, and now there's not 60, Ke'en Lamed Al Sherish Adover, because you cannot know how much blios went into the walls of the pot, and how much evaporated. V'li Yadua Kama Balua HaKadera, we don't know how much we got absorbed in the pot. El La'olam Mishavinan Kamoy Shabar Lefenenu. But in all cases, you estimate how it is, came in front of us after it was cooked. Ad Kan L'Shen, that's the Mashal. V'li Zeh, Ein Lohayvus Hetu B'mashikosov HaShulchan Aruch B'siv Zeh, Mishavinan Bo'im Ed Yafes. According to the Mashal, we do not pass like the Mechaber, to estimate how much got absorbed in the pot, if there's not 60 in the contents of the pot against the Isser, it's going to be Asr. In all cases, even by Min B'mino. So, the halacha comes out that if we did not know how much there was originally, and now there's not 60, it's going to be Asr. That's how the Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Prima Gaon Paskin. If we knew there's 60 originally, and now there's not 60, so in the case of Min B'mino, according to the Mechaber, everyone agrees that you can include the balua in the pot to the 60, and after 60 it's mutter, but the mashal asers, and the prima gaon paskins in such a case, then in a hefser meruba, you can paskin like the machaber. So one more point on this sif is the taz sif katan hay. The question is, what happens if now there is 60? Do I have to worry about what was originally? Do I have to worry that originally there was not 60? So the taz says, v'hani mila b'min v'she'en minay, shebezet tzarek shushim min ha-toyva, by Min B'Ein Amino, when he's 60 min ha-toyva, kiven the nois and tam, since it gives taste, and tam kikus min ha-da-resa. Okay, and l'shara balua. Therefore, by Min B'Ein Amino, we cannot estimate what's absorbed in the pot. So the Taz says, v'ein l'hakshis, don't ask, amai anu matirin, b'yesh achshav shishim lefaneinu, that if there is 60 now in front of us, shema b'eis nefilas ha-isr, hoya ha-isr godoy ma'oid, maybe the isr was greater originally, b'n stomach v'meno harbi, min mashin stomach ha-heter, and it shrunk in greater proportion than the heter, means originally there was not 60, originally the issue was much bigger, and there wasn't 60, and now there is 60, so maybe it didn't shrink in proportion, and since originally there wasn't 60, it's for sure aser, because it gave taste originally, so why don't we have to be worried about this? So the Taz says, "Dechzuki issu wa lemachzakinan, we don't machzak issu unless we see issu, kimish achshav en me'aser, since there's no me'aser right now, there's no problems at the moment, V'yesh shishim, now there's 60, so we don't say that there might not have been 60 originally. And this explains what the Drisha goes at length, Lahakshas, to ask, B'masha anu matzarefin has somais el hater, that we include the bones of Isser to the hater, V'hem enem smatim b'bishol, they don't get smaller through cooking, for Isser, efshish, oye yoysim in esmahet, and the Isser perhaps got smaller. So in other words, if after you cook a piece of asim meat with bones in it, and now you see the 60, including the bones, maybe originally the meat was bigger, and some of the meat went into the bone. So Drisha says the case as follows. He says, for example, a case that if, let's say, you have 40 pieces of heter, each one is 2 zaysim, and 20 zaysim of bones, and one piece of iser, 2 zaysim fell in, and now let's say all the meat shrunk in half. So now we have 1 zayis of iser, 40 zaysim of heter meat, and 20 zaysim of bones, so now we have 60. But originally there wasn't 60, because originally there was 2 zaysim of iser, 40 pieces of heter, 2 zaysim each, means 80 zaysim of heter, and 20 zaysim of bones. So originally we only have 100 zaysim of heter against 2 zaysim of iser, so it's only 150. They originally gave taste, so how can I include the bones? Since they don't shrink in proportion to the meat, so the Taz says, we say that unless we know that it shrunk, we say that originally it was the same. We say that it was like it is originally. There was no difference to begin with than what it is now. This is a big chiddush by bones to say this. But by bones, you know that they don't shrink in proportion. In the first case, in our case, so if there's no way, so we say that all the foods shrink the same. But nonetheless, the Taz is saying chiddush that even though the bones, we know that the bones don't shrink and the rest does shrink, and it's possible that there wasn't 60 originally, nonetheless, if we see that the 60, it's mutter. And when the Torah says that the reason we're not mekel over here is because haynu kivan she'ata roitzel lahakal b'gdeir zois v'lach she'gama balua kivan she'yadua she'ayah b'tchila yoser, because you want to include the balua since you know that the heter was more originally, imke ne'em alecha she'gam b'isu haya yoser b'gdeir zu, we'll have to say that maybe the isu is also greater kivan she'enek b'gdeir ba'alma. The Torah is saying that we cannot include the balua because maybe the isu was also greater originally. But in a regular case, if it's 60 now, we say there was always 60, and therefore it's mutter. That's the Taz. So, in summary, we see from the Taz that if there's 60 now, you don't have to worry that maybe there was not 60 originally.